It's time for North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by J.L. Hirsch, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nick's Metals, Expressway Chevrolet, The Wheelhouse, Pro Rehab, and JT's Hardware.
Thank you for listening to us tonight. I'm Chris Moreland here on WPIW 98.9 FM. I'm here tonight for Viking girls basketball. Season opener night for the Lady Vikings. They're playing against a very good Gibson Southern Lady Titans team, which is 0-1 right now, and they lost the other night to a very good, one of the better teams in the area, Castle Knights, 54-46. Thanks for joining me tonight. Also, Dave Hurdle's here next to me, running the controls. Currently, the Vikings are getting ready to open up their season opener. They have not beat Gibson Southern since the 2013-2014 season, and they beat the Lady Titans 54-46 on that time. So it's been almost 10 years since the North Posey has beat Gibson Southern in girls basketball. Lady Vikings are coached by Jessica Schenk in her third season at North Posey. Schenk has a 18-25 record as a head coach with the Vikings. Coach Schenk is also, she's 0-2 against the Titans in her coaching career. Gibson Southern Lady Titans are coached by Kyle Brasher in his sixth season as head coach. Gibson Southern beat North Posey 67-42 at their last season at Gibson Southern. Brasher has a 98-27 record in six seasons as a Lady Titans coach. Brasher has won three sectional championships and one regional championship, which was last year when they won the championship and advanced to the semi-state, which they lost in semi-state by a close game. Brasher has had a winning season every year as the Gibson Southern coach, including two of those were 20-plus win seasons. Brasher is 4-0 against North Posey. His assistant coaches are Ann Hackert, Kelsey Lennon-Weber, and Ron Colley. Last year, Gibson Southern went 21-5 on the season, 10-2 in the PAC, winning, like I said, the sectional regional. They lost, that semi-state game was lost against Cordon Central, 52-47. Leading the Lady Titans this last year was Gabby Spink. She averages around 14.9 points a game. She only played about half the season because she had a leg injury. Senior Chloe Graham also returned. She's a big contributor as well. And she scored 16.4 a game and 5.1 rebounds for the Lady Titans. We're going to see the debut of 6'1" freshman Paige Schnauss tonight as well. She's going to be in the mix with that group of girls. So that's pretty much a late breakdown of the Titans there. North Posey is led by 5'11" junior Alyssa Heath. She leads them in scoring. She led them in scoring last season with 9.4 points per game. Heath also led the team in rebounds. Another key contributor is sophomore Mallory Lewis, who averaged 7.8 points per game last year and led the team in assists and steals. Two other key players are senior Ashton Elpers, averaging 6.6 points per game a year ago, and sophomore Jazz Ward, and she averaged 8 points a game and 6 rebounds. The key for the Vikings in this game is to hustle, play hard, and play smart. Gibson Southern is one of the best teams, if not the best team in the area. And this will be the toughest game probably North Posey will probably have all season as well. The Titans are a high-octane offense with many weapons. Anyone can be beat any night, and the Vikings have to play confident and believe in themselves that they have the ability to hang with Gibson Southern. Other local games tonight in the PAC are Forest Park is traveling to Springs Valley. Then we got Tell City is playing at Mount Vernon tonight. So over on the other side of Posey County, we got Lady Wildcats playing against the Marksmen. Next week, Lady Vikings are going to be playing. We'll have it on the WPIW 98.9 FM. Lady Vikings will be playing Mount Vernon here at North Posey next Friday night. That game will be at 6:00. There could be a change to that game if the football team does win tomorrow night. and that game will be moved up to next Thursday night. So we'll let you know more after tomorrow night's football game. Tomorrow night, we are going to be myself and Jordan Fisher are going to be calling the game from Triton Central High School tomorrow night. It'll be the pregame will be at 6:45, and the game will kick off at 7 o'clock up in Fairland, Indiana. We will go to a commercial break right now, and you're listening to Viking Basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Nix in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, as well as machinists. Join our fifth generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holidays and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix today at nixmetals.com. That's NIXMETALS.com.
Expressway Chevrolet Buick GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville is the go-to destination for good eating in Posey County. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, full-size fill-you-up entrees, and now pizzas. The Wheelhouse Kitchen opens daily at 10:30 and is open till 8 o'clock each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Want to grab something on the go? Then order by the phone by calling 812-874-2100. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, a small-town restaurant with big community ties.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware, at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville, or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries,
It's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store. A Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for North Posey Girl Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Mullen, bringing you the action tonight here from North Posey Gymnasium. We're going to announce the starting lineups tonight. For Gibson Southern, starting for them is going to be number 3, Allie Malone. And then number 15, Gabby Spink. Number 41, Chloe Graham, the third starter. Next player is number 33, Lauren Adamson. Then we got to round out the starting five. We number 32, Paige Schnauss, a freshman, 6'1" freshman, in her first high school game, or second high school game, actually. And they are coached by Kyle Brasher in the sixth season with the Lady Titans. Here's North Posey's starting lineup. Mallory Lewis, sophomore guard. Next guard is going to be number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson. She is also a sophomore. Then we got senior Ashton Elpers. She'll be playing... She's actually a shooting guard for him. Then we got Alyssa Heath. She's a junior center. Then round out the starting five for them is going to be power forward, number 23, Jazz Ward. She's a sophomore. And they are coached by Jessica Shank in her third season with the Lady Vikings. And we're about to tip off here the game. We got Alyssa Heath jump the ball up against Paige Schnauss for Gibson Southern. And we're about to begin. There we go. And Gibson Southern won the tip off. Gabby Spinks pass it over to Graham. Or to Spink. And she's got the 3-point basket. Gibson Southern now leads 3-0 to start off the game. Mallory Lewis is bringing the ball up the court. She's being guarded by Allie Malone. And she got across the 10-second line. She hands it over to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward throws in the middle to Alyssa Heath. Heath looks like she went out of bounds, and she did, so she stepped in the line. So Titan ball. You're just joining us. Scores 3-0. Gibson Southern, 7:31 left in the first quarter. Gabby Springs bringing the ball up the court for Lady Titans. She passes it over to Chloe Graham. Graham throws up a 3-point basket. Yeah, it's good. Chloe Graham, 2 3-point baskets by Gibson Southern. They are up 6-0. And North Posey about turned the ball over. Mallory Lewis recovered it, passed it over to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson handed it over to Ashton Upper. She's in the middle there with three players, passes it to Ward. Ward gets it back outside to Mallory Lewis, up top the key to Elpers. He throws up a 3-point basket. She's off. Rebound by Paige Schnauss. Gibson Southern's bringing up the court is Gabby Spink. Chloe Graham throws up a 3-point basket. Second one, 3-point basket again. Gibson Southern now leads 9-0 with 6:43 left in the first quarter. They jumped out right away. They're 3-for-3 in the 3-point basket. Elpers throws up a 3-point basket. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Allie Malone. Malone's bringing the ball up the court. She kicks it back to Gabby Spink. Spink throws it out to Graham. Graham throws one inside, three-point basket. Off the rim, no good. Over the back by Schnauss, and then get called for a foul on Ashton Elfers. But Jazz Ward recovered the ball, and that first foul of the game is going to be on number 15, Gabby Spink. That is their first personal foul of the game. So North Posey is going to take the ball out underneath the Gibson Southern basket. Elfers gets the ball in bounds to Mallory Lewis. Lewis gets it across the 10-second line. She's double-teamed there. Passes it over to Elfers, back to Lewis. Right outside the top of the key. Lewis dribbles, kicks it back out. He throws up a three-point basket. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Gabby Spink. Spink throws up the middle there to Paige Schnauss, and Schnauss lays it up. Gibson Southern now leads 11-0 here, 5:50 left in the first quarter. Gibson Southern's at a little bit of a full-court press. North Posey escaped it. Elfers threw one up. She swung it up inside the free-throw line. Good. Now the score is 11-2, Gibson Southern, 5:35 left in the first quarter. Spink passes it over to Adamson. Adamson back to Malone. Malone throws a three-point basket up. She hits it off the rim. No good. Rebound. Ellie Jo Johnson gets the ball. She's bringing up the court. She's going for a fast break. She just throws it up, and she gets fouled by Allie Malone as she's throwing the ball up. Now it'll be Malone's first personal foul and the second team foul on the Lady Titans. So Ellie Jo Johnson's got to go to the line for two shots. Her first shot is good. Johnson gets her first point of the game. And now the score is 11-3, Gibson Southern with 5:19 left in the first quarter. Johnson throws the next basket up. It's good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line on that play. Score now is 11-4, Gibson Southern. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball, of course, got across the midcourt line with Ellie Jo Johnson Gardner. Pass it over to Graham, over to Malone. Gets it to Graham in the middle. And they throw it inside to Schnauss, and Alyssa Heath knocked it out of bounds, which is a very good defensive play by Heath on there. Gibson Southern's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. They get it inbounds. Over to Malone. Malone gets it to Graham outside the three-point line. Gives it to Spink at the top of the key. Spink was going to try to take a three-point shot, and then she decided she'd not to. They throw it over to Adamson. Give it in the middle to Schnauss. She hooks it up, throws it up, and it's good. Score is now 13-4, Gibson Southern. Or Posey almost lost that pass, but Ashton Elfers was able to recover it. And then she bounced it off her foot, but Lissa Heath was able to recover it, but it went off her leg, out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibson Southern ball. 4:31 left, first quarter. Gibson Southern has a 13-4 advantage on the Lady Vikings. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball to court for the Lady Titans. She gets it over to Paige Coley Graham. Graham throws a three-point basket up. No good. Rebound by Jazz Ward. Mallory Lewis bring the ball to court. Lewis gets it to the three-point line outside the top of the key. Passes it over in the corner to Heath. Gives it back to the top of the key to Jazz Ward. Ward lifted her dribble. She needs some help. Passes it over to Ashton Elfers. Elfers drives a little bit, then kicks it back out. Gives it to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson tries to drive in. She tries to pass it over to Heath and loses the ball. And it was recovered by number 5, Lydia Maurer. Graham has the ball. Just getting into the game is number 5, Lydia Maurer, and number 20, Noah Rowlett. And Paige Schnauss was just fouled. She was just fouled by number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her first personal foul and first team foul by the Lady Vikings. At the line now is number 32, Paige Schnauss. Schnauss throws her first shot up. It is good. We have a 14-4 Gibson Southern lead now here with 3:35 left, first quarter. She now throws her second shot up, and it is also good. She goes 2 for 2 there at the line. A play. Now we have a 15-4 Gibson Southern lead. 3:30 left in the first quarter. Mallory Lugs has the ball right outside the top of the key. She's trying to find an open player. She gets it over to Heath. Heath passes it back to Lugs. Lugs drives in the middle there. I'm not sure if it went off her foot. No, it didn't. It went off the Gibson Southern player. So it's going to be North Posey ball. And they're going to inbound it underneath their basket. So we're down 3:18 left, first quarter. Ashton Upper is going to inbound the ball. She throws it outside to Heath. Heath passes it over to Ward. Ward has it right outside the top of the key. She passes it over to Elpers. Elpers almost got it stolen from her, but she recovered it. Elpers dribbles it, passes it over to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson gets it back to Elpers. Elpers just decides to kick it back out. Gets over to Mallory Lewis. Lewis throws a three-point shot up and is no good off the rim. Rebound by Alyssa Heath. Heath throws a three-point shot up. And it's good. Alyssa Heath gets her first points of the game. And now we have a 15-7 Gibson Southern lead with 2:41 left in the first quarter. Ravelette throws a three-point basket up for Gibson Southern. Goes off the backboard. No good. And rebound by Adamson for Gibson Southern. She passes it out to Ravelette. Ravelette gets it over to Malone. Malone hands it off to Maurer. Maurer lifts up her dribble, gives it to Spink. Spink throws a shot up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Mallory Lugs. Lugs brings the ball up the court. Lugs decides to kick it back out a little bit. And passes it over to Ashton Elpers. Elpers looking for an open pass. She gets it to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward drives in the middle there. Throws it up off the glass. No good. And it looks like that ball, I'm not sure. It was out of bounds on Gibson Southern. Coming in the game now for North Posey is number 5, Kylie Bender. And also coming in the game now is number 25, Hallie Evans for Gibson Southern. Bender has the ball in the corner there on the north, right by the midcourt line. Passes over to Jazz Ward. Ward makes a pass to Mallory Lugs. Lugs still dribbling. Decides to go outside the three-point line. Lugs better watch it before she gets called for 5 seconds. She gets it off to Alyssa Heath. Heath dribbles a little bit, then lifts her dribble, passes it back to Lugs. Hallie Bender makes a nice move around her defender and bounces one around the backboard. Good shot by Kylie Bender. We got a 15-9 Gibson Southern lead with 1:12 left in the first quarter. North Posey is playing a little better after that 11-0 start by Gibson Southern. Ravelette has the ball for Gibson Southern. Passes it over to Evans. Gets it in the middle to Ravelette. Ravelette bounces it off the backboard. Good shot. Score now is 17-9 Gibson Southern, 44 seconds left in the first quarter. Lugs is handling the ball. She gets it over to Bender. Bender throws up a three-point shot. A little too much. And she is as off the rim, out of bounds. And Ashton Upper's got bumped out of bounds, and the referees did not call a call on that play. I don't know how they missed that. Everybody else in the play saw it, I guess, except for the refs. Or they're just looking the other way. That was not a good call by the referees. Coming in the game for Lady Vikings is number 14, Addie Murphy. She is a sophomore. In the ball right now for Gibson Southern is Hallie Evans. Evans gets it over to Graham. Graham hands it off to Gabby Spink. Back to Evans. Over to Spink. Evans passes the ball, goes through Spink's hands, out of bounds, North Posey ball. 14.1 seconds left here in the first quarter. Gibson Southern has a 17-9 advantage. Lewis gets past her defender. Elpers throws a three-point shot up, too high. Rebound by Warren Adamson. Adamson gets it. She passed it, and she did travel. So North Posey's going to get one more shot before the end of the quarter. We got 3.6 seconds left here in the quarter. 17-9 advantage for the Lady Titans. Sit the Lady Vikings get one more shot in here before the end of the first quarter. Eddie Murphy's going to inbound the ball for the Lady Vikings. She's run out of time. She's going to get it out. She gets it to Jazz Ward. Gets over to Murphy. Murphy throws it up. Oh, a little high over the backboard. No good. End of first quarter. Gibson Southern leads 17-9 over the North Posey Lady Vikings. You're listening to Lady Viking basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
At NICS, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Voted one of Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. NICS is located in Poseyville, Indiana, and is always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to browse our careers and start your journey with NICS today at nixmetals.com. That's NIXMETALS.com.
Second quarter is getting ready to start. Looks like North Posey is going to get the ball to start off the second quarter. We have a 17-9 Gibson Southern lead here. Lady Titans jumped out to 11-0 start with three straight three-point baskets. Then a two-point basket to lead the game off at 11-0. North Posey has fought back and about scored the Lady Titans 9-6 there in the end of the first quarter. So North Posey's not playing bad, but Gibson Southern is a very good one of the better teams you're going to see this season in the area. And Lewis just lost the ball, went out of bounds, and she grabbed it, recovered it. Spink throws up a three-point basket, up, and it's good. Gabby Spink, that's her second three-point basket of the game. Now the score is 20-9. Gibson Southern leads with 7:23 left in the second quarter. Lissa Heath handling the ball. She almost decided to take a three-point shot, and then she decided not to. Passes back to the Mallory Lugs. Lugs gets it over to Ashton Elpers. Elpers almost traveled there on that play. Elpers drive in, and she drove in, and then she kicked it back out. Got it back over to Mallory Lugs. Lugs gets it to Jazz Ward outside the three-point line. Ward throws it inside the paint to Elpers. Elpers gave it to Bender. Bender gives it inside the middle to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward throws it off the glass. No good. Rebound by Chloe Graham. Graham passed the ball over to Ravelette. Ravelette throws it up. It's good. Noah Ravelette has her fourth point of the game, and now the score is 22-9. Gibson Southern with 6:30 left in the second quarter. Jazz Ward has the ball. She gave it over to Kylie Bender. Kylie Bender threw a high pass. Went to Noah Ravelette. Ravelette had it, and she fell down, and the ball went out of bounds. Going to be North Posey ball with 6:19 left in the second quarter. The score is still 22-9. Lady Titans leading over the Lady Vikings. Ashton Elpers inbound the ball underneath the North Posey basket. She throws it up high to Alyssa Heath. Heath is able to catch it. Heath throws up a three-point basket. It's blocked by Adamson. Lady Titans have the ball. Gabby Spink throws a shot up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Paige Snouse. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Adamson. She gets it in the middle there to Snouse. Snouse throws off the glass. It's good. Paige Snouse gets her eighth point of the game. And we are going to, they are having a full, we're supposed to call it a full timeout. 5:58 left in the second quarter. Lady Titans lead 24-9. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM.
Expressway Chevrolet Buick GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville is the go-to destination for good eating in Posey County. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, full-size fill-you-up entrees, and now pizzas. The Wheelhouse Kitchen opens daily at 10:30 and is open till 8 o'clock each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Want to grab something on the go? Then order by the phone by calling 812-874-2100. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, a small-town restaurant with big community ties.
5:58 left in the second quarter. Lady Titans leading the Lady Vikings. 24-9. Where Posey's getting the ball underneath the Gibson Southern basket. They're going to go the full length. Mallory Lewis is bringing the ball up the court. Gibson Southern went on a little scoring run there the first 2 minutes of the second quarter. And Lewis just threw the ball away again. But Kylie Bender was able to recover it. She got it to Mallory Lewis. And she's triple teamed by three players there. And they're going to call a jump ball. And Gibson Southern is going to get the ball back. So another turnover by the Lady Vikings. Coming in the game for Gibson Southern is number 44, Taylor Wire. Wire's handling the ball right now outside the three-point line. She passes it over to Chloe Graham. Graham throws a three-point basket. It's up. It's good. Chloe Graham has 9 points now. She is 3-for-4 at the three-point line. Luke's got across the midcourt line. Luke is standing on the ball, and she was just fouled pretty hard there by Gabby Spink. So that's going to be Spink's second personal foul. And that's going to be the third team foul on the... Oh, I forgot they play the fouls a little different now. They start over in the second quarter now. So that's they go up to 5 team fouls now. Then they do 2 shots now. They don't do the bonuses anymore. And they also, at the end of each quarter, they start the count over again. So I forgot about that change. So Mallory Lukes has the ball for Lady Vikings. We're down to 5 minutes left in the second quarter. 27-9, Lady Titans. Jazz Ward has the ball. It almost got knocked out of bounds. Gives it back to Lugs. Lugs is at the top, outside the top of the key. Lugs is looking for an open player. She's just dribbling back and forth. Hopefully, the referees. No, they're not. She's not close enough to her. Lugs gets tripped, and she's going to be fouled by number 44, I believe. Taylor Wire. You have 44, Taylor Wire. That is her first personal foul. The second team foul of the quarter. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 14, Addie Murphy, for number 4, Ashton Elpers. Oh, sorry. Actually, Addie Murphy's coming in the game for Kylie Bender. So Bender's coming out of the game right now. Murphy's going to inbound the ball underneath the North Posey basket. 4:41 left here in the second quarter. Gibson Southern has a 27-9 lead. And Gibson Southern knocked the ball out of bounds. So North Posey's going to take the ball in. They're going to take the ball out of bounds again underneath their basket. Looks like Ashton Elper's going to inbound the ball this time. And she does. She gets it. She's trying to find an open player. She got it in the middle to Jazz Warden. She got it stolen by Allie Malone. So Lady Titans are bringing the ball up the court. Oh, and Gabby Spink just traveled as she was trying to take a three-point basket. Then she decided to dribble, and she's like, uh-oh. So Spink just turned the ball over. Lady Vikings going to get the ball back. With 4:31 left in the second quarter, the score is still 27-9. Mallory Lewis is getting across the midcourt line. She passes it over to Addie Murphy. Murphy dribbles. Alyssa Verdrill passes over to Alyssa Heath. In the middle to Alyssa, to Ashton Elpers. Elpers loses her footing and she travels. So Gibson Southern gets the ball back. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball up the court for Lady Titans. Spink gets it across the midcourt line. Pass it over to Eddie Malone. Allie Malone. Chloe Graham has it at the top of the key. She gets over to corner to Spink. Spink throws up a three-point basket. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Adamson. She passes it inside there to the paint to Malone. Malone lifts up her dribble. Hands it off to Spink. And Lissa Heath made a good defensive play there. She deflected the ball, but it went off the Gabby Spink's hand out of bounds, and it's going to be Viking ball. So Mariposa got the ball back with 3:45 left in the second quarter. Mallory Lewis is bringing the ball across the court line. She has Allie Malone Gardner. She hands it off to Heath. Heath hands it off to Ashton Elpers. Elpers gives it to Lewis. Lewis gives it to Murphy. They're just going to hand it off outside the three-point line, going back and forth. Elpers has the ball. She gives it to Lugs. Jazz Ward sets a pick. And they try to throw it in the middle to Alyssa Heath and is knocked out of bounds by Gabby Spink. So North Posey ball with 3:15 left. Second quarter, 27-9. Lady Titan lead. And Elpers almost got hit, made the 5-second call. Addie Murphy tried to throw one up, and she was fouled by number 33, Lauren Adamson. That was going to be Adamson's first personal foul and the third team foul of the quarter. Coming in the game for Gibson Southern is number 25, Hallie Evans. She's coming in the game for number 15, Gabby Spink. Inbounding the ball for Lady Vikings is Ashton Elpers. Elpers throws it up high to Alyssa Heath. Heath was able to recover it. Heath's dribbling the ball. She passes it over to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward's dribbling. Lifts up her dribble a little too soon, I think. And she put an elbow there, and they didn't call it. Wow, she got away with that one. Elpers drives inside the paint, and she loses it out of bounds, or loses it. And she was fouled by number 25, Hallie Evans. That's Evans' first personal foul. Coming back in the game for North Posey is number 5, Kylie Bender. And coming out of the game is Addie Murphy. Elpers inbound the ball for North Posey. She gets in the middle there to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward throws it up. No good. Malone brings the ball up the court for Gibson Southern. She gets it over to Adamson. Adamson drives in the paint. She's inside the paint. She's about to get 3-second call, and she should have got 3-second call. Yep. Well, it's going to happen. So turnover by Gibson Southern. 3-second call on Lauren Adamson. Lady Vikings get the ball back with 2:40 left, second quarter. Gibson Southern leads this game 27-9. Lugs is bringing the ball. She got across the midcourt line. She hands it off to Kylie Bender. Bender pivots, goes around. She goes inside the paint. She kicks it back out to Lugs. Lugs just steps back a little bit. Then she makes another move. She gets it over to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward passes it back to Lugs. Cross court to Alyssa Heath. Heath throws one up. Throws one up, and she's fouled. She goes up. So Heath's going to go to the line for 2 shots. Not sure who the foul was on. It could have been 1 or 2 people. 33, Lauren Adamson. That is her second personal foul and the 15th foul of the quarter. So he's going to get 2 shots here. Her first shot is up. It's good. So that's the first point of the second quarter for the Lady Vikings. That gives Heath her 4th point of the game. Heath gets her to take her 2nd shot. She throws it up. It is also good. So she goes 2 for 2 there at the line. Score now is 27-11. Gibson Southern with 2:05 left in the second quarter. Gabby Spink lays one up off the glass. Good. Gabby Spink now has 8 points in the game. Score now is 29-11, Gibson Southern. Mallory Lugs tries to drive in, then she lost her dribble. She picked it up, and she gets it out to Ashton Elpers. Elpers just dribbled off her foot, went out of bounds, another Viking turnover. 1:46 left in the second quarter. Gibson Southern gets the ball back. 29-11, Lady Titans. Gabby Spinks bringing the ball up the court. Across midcourt line for Gibson Southern. She passes it over to Maurer. Maurer drives inside the paint. She throws one up. And it goes in. Wow. And it is good. So 31-11, Gibson Southern. 1:23 left in the second quarter. Mallory Lewis got across the 10-second line. She passes it to Tally Bender. Bender tries to make something out of the play, and she got trapped, and she had to pass it back to Lewis. Lewis gets it over to Bender. Bender goes up along the baseline, throws one up, no good. Rebound by Gabby Spink. Spink goes up along the court, passes over to Paige Snouse. Snouse banks it in. Two-point basket. 33-11, Gibson Southern now. 51 seconds left in the half. Mallory Lugs passes it to Elpers. Elpers gets it in the middle to Lissa Heath. He throws one up, and she was fouled by number 32, Paige Snouse. That's going to be Snouse's first personal foul of the game. And Alyssa Heath's going to go to the line for two more free throw shots. Heath gets ready to release her first shot. It's up. It's good. That's Heath's sixth point of the game. Score now is 33-12. Gibson Southern with 37.3 seconds left in the first half. Heath takes her second shot. It's up. It's good. Heath is now 4-for-4 at the free throw line. The score now is 33-13, Gibson Southern. We're down to 33 seconds now left in the first half. Gabby Spink for Gibson Southern got across the midcourt line. She passes it over to Chloe Graham. Graham takes a dribble, goes back, hands it back off to Spink. Looks like Gibson Southern is going to go for a last shot of the half. Chloe Graham passes over across court to Malone. Malone drives inside the paint, kicks it back out to Graham. Graham throws one up top the key, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Alyssa Heath. Heath is trying to throw one up as time expired, and it is no good. So we're at the end of the first half. Gibson Southern leads this game 33-13. You're listening to Viking Basketball on 98.9 FM, WPIW.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey Spirit Wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
In 1902, Nix Metals started as a blacksmith and wagon repair shop right here in Poseyville, and it has grown to become so much more. For over 100 years, Nix Metals has been putting their name on their work. From industrial products to manufacturing and field services, Nix Metals is one company with many solutions. Give them a call today at 812-874-2422. Nix Metals, forging ahead since 1902.
Expressway Chevrolet Buick GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville is the go-to destination for good eating in Posey County. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, full-size fill-you-up entrees, and now pizzas. The Wheelhouse Kitchen opens daily at 10:30 and is open till 8 o'clock each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Want to grab something on the go? Then order by the phone by calling 812-874-2100. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, a small town restaurant with big community ties.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference, because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware, at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville, or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
We're at halftime now with the Lady Titans leading the North Posey Lady Vikings 33-13 at the break. We got about 4.5 minutes till the start of the third quarter. We're going through a breakdown of the first half. Gibson Southern jumped out to 11-0 start of this game with 3 3-point baskets they nailed right in a row and took 11-0 lead there early in the first quarter. North Posey fought back and outscored the Lady Titans 9-6 the rest of the second quarter to make it a game. So ended up the first quarter ended up 17-9 Gibson Southern. The second quarter was real slow by North Posey. They only scored 4 points, and all 4 points were scored by Alyssa Heath at the free throw line. She went 4-for-4 at the line. Gibson Southern scored 16 points, so they outscored the Lady Vikings 16-4, and now we're at 33-13 at the end of the first half. Leading the way for Gibson Southern is Paige Schnauss, the 6'1" freshman. She's leading all scorers in the game with 10 points. We got Chloe Graham with 9 points. Gabby Spink with 8 points. Noah Ravelette with 4 points, and Lydia Maurer with 2 points for the Lady Titans. Leading the way for North Posey is Alyssa Heath with 7 points. Then we got Ashton Elpers with 2 points, Kylie Bender with 2 points, and Ellie Jo Johnson with 2 points. Does that look right? This is somewhere. But yeah, that's the scoring breakdown of the game so far for the Lady Vikings. We're about 2:53 away from start of the third quarter. We're going to go to a small break, and we'll bring you back with the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Viking Basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Nick's in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, as well as machinists. Join our fifth generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holidays and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's today at nicksmetals.com. That's nicksmetals.com.
We're about to begin the start of the third quarter. We're about 20 seconds away from kicking that off. And if you're just joining us, thank you for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM. I am Chris Moreland, bringing you live action. Dave Earl's over here running the controls. And Gibson Southern leads this game now, 33-13, getting ready to start the third quarter. This is probably one of the toughest games the Lady Vikings will probably face this year against this Lady Titan team. They're experienced. They got a lot of experience. Got one good newcomer in Paige Schnaus, and they're a very well-balanced team. Looks like North Posey is going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Inbound the ball at midcourt is going to be Ashton Elbers. Elbers gets the ball inbound to Mallory Lewis, and we are going to start. So Lewis gets it across the midcourt line. Lewis still can't find anybody to get the ball to. She passes over to Heath. Heath gets it back to Lewis. Lewis gets it over to Bender. Bender throws one up off the rim. No good. Rebound by Gabby Spink. Spink brings the ball up the court. She throws it way up high to Paige Schnaus. Schnaus throws one up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Lissa Heath. Heath bringing the ball up the court. Heath gets it over to Mara Lugs. Lugs gets it to Elpers. Elpers gets it in the middle to Bender. Bender throws it back out to Ward. Ward cannot reach it. Out of bounds. Gibson Southern ball. 7:18 left in the third quarter. Gibson Southern leads 33-13 over Lady Vikings. Spink brings the ball to court. It's crossed midcourt line. She passes it over to Chloe Graham. Chloe Graham throws one up off the rim. No good. Rebounds her own basket, throws it up off the glass. Good. Chloe Graham now has 11 points in the game for Lady Titans. Score now is 35-13, Gibson Southern. Lugs drives inside, then kicks it back out, gives it to Alyssa Heath outside the three-point line. Heath cannot find an open Lady Viking player. She's still handling the ball. She gets it over to Kylie Bender. Bender lifts up her dribble, passes it to Elpers. Elpers drives inside the paint, throws one up off the glass, no good. And that's going to be a foul behind the over the back on Kylie Bender. That's going to be Bender's first personal foul of the game and the first team foul of the quarter. Gets the Southern going to bound the ball underneath the North Posey basket. Gabby Spinks walking up the court for Gibson Southern. She's being defended by Kylie Bender. Spinks gives it over to Malone. Malone looked like, yes, she did. She did travel. So Gibson Southern turned the ball over on travel. Lady Vikings get the ball back with 6:11 left in the second quarter, or 6:17 left in the second quarter. 35-13, Gibson Southern lead. Lucas gets it across the midcourt line. Looks like she's going to drive in. She kicks it back out to Bender. Bender is going to try to get it into Ward. Then she gets to Ward. Ward kicks back out. Ward throws it right into the traffic there. The Elpers is able to recover it. Elpers gives it to Heath. Heath throws it on the baseline. Heath recovers a rebound, and she's fouled as she goes up by either number 33 Adamson or number 32 Schnauss. I can't see which one she got fouled by. She got fouled by number 32, Paige Schnauss. That's going to be Schnauss's second team foul, or second personal foul, and the second team foul of the quarter. That basket is good by Heath. Heath is up to 8 points in the game now. I take that back. That was the first team foul of the quarter by Gibson Southern. Heath throws up a second shot. It is also good. So Heath is still perfect at the free throw line at for 6 for 6. The score now is 35-15, Gibson Southern with 5:38 left in the quarter. And Gibson Southern just turned the ball over again on another travel call. So North Coast gets the ball back. That's the second consecutive travel call on the Lady Titans. Mallory Lukes gets the ball. She gets across the 10-second line. Lukes drives inside there. She throws one up. And it goes in. It's good. Mallory Lukes gets her first point of the game in the season. Now the score is 35-17. Gibson Southern. Gabby Spink tries to drive inside the paint, and she is fouled by number 5, Kylie Bender. That's Bender's second personal foul and the second team foul of the quarter for North Posey. Spink inbounds the ball for the Titans. Gets it over to Graham. Graham gets it to Maurer. Gets it inside the Schnauss. Schnauss passes it back out to Spink. Spink brings it up the front of the court. And Jazz Ward gets in foul trouble for a push-off on number 32, Paige Schnauss. So that's going to be Ward's second personal foul. It's a 13 foul of the quarter for Lady Vikings. Spink inbounds the ball. She gets it inbounds to Schnauss. Schnauss over to Graham. Graham throws a three-point basket. Up, no good. And that ball is going to be out of bounds on Gibson Southern. So North Posey gets the ball back with 4:58 left, third quarter. Gibson Southern now leads this game 35-17. Coming into the game for Gibson Southern is number 20, Nola Rabelette. Lugs walks the ball up the court. She's across the midcourt line. She passes it to Elpers. Elpers has not took a dribble yet. She passes it back to Lugs. Lugs is outside the top of the key. Lugs kicks it back out, gives it to Heath. Heath was going to take a three-point shot, and then she decided not to. And she passed it, and she got it inbounds. Looked like it was out. And she got it over to Lydia Maurer. Maurer banked it off the glass. It's good. 37-17, Gibson Southern with 4:22 left in the third quarter. Lugs is handling the ball for North Posey. She kicks it out, throws one up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Gibson Southern's Paige Schnauss. Schnauss gets the ball to Spink. Spink brings up the court. She throws it across court to Maurer. Maurer runs in the traffic, and she turns the ball over, and Alyssa Heath gets the ball back for the Lady Vikings. Lugs is bringing the ball back up the court for North Posey. She gives it to Elpers. Elpers throws it inside the paint to Bender, and Bender is fouled as she was going for a shot. And that foul is going to be on number 25, Hallie Evans. That is Evans' second personal foul of the game, and that is the second team foul of the quarter for Lady Titans. Coming in the game for North Posey is number 14, Addie Murphy for Jazz Ward. She gets it inbounds. Kylie Bender throws one up. Off the glass, no good. Rebound by Alyssa Heath. And that foul is going to be on number 5, Lydia Maurer, and that's her first personal foul and the 14th foul of the quarter for Gibson Southern. So North Posey is going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Let's see, he's going to inbound the ball for the Lady Vikings. Gets it inbounds. She gets it in to Elpers. Elpers throws one up. Off the rim, no good. And it's out of bounds by Gibson Southern. So North Posey is going to get the ball back again. We're down to 3:35 left in the third quarter. 37-17, Gibson Southern lead. Lissa Heath gets the ball in bounds, and she almost lost it. She got it, but Addie Murphy is able to recover it. Murphy got the ball to Lugs. She throws it in the middle there to Bender, and it goes out of bounds. So a turnover by Lady Vikings. Gibson Southern gets the ball back with 3:35 left in the third quarter. Spin for Gibson Southern brings the ball, walks the ball to court. She gets across the midcourt line. She passes it over to Evans. Evans gets it to Rabelette. Rabelette passes it back to Spink. Spink brings it back up the court to the top of the key to Rabelette. Maurer goes right in the middle, lays one up off the glass. It's good. 2-point basket by Maurer. And the score now is 39-17, Gibson Southern with 2:55 left in the third quarter. Lewis throws up a 3-point shot, air balls it, goes out of bounds, gets the Southern ball. Coming back in the game now for North Posey is number 23, Jazz Ward, for Ashton Elpers. Also coming in the game is number 33, Lauren Adamson, for Gibson Southern. Lady Titans bring the ball to court. Chloe Graham's walking the ball to court. She gets across midcourt line. She passes it over to Evans. Evans hasn't taken, just took her first dribble. She gets to Graham. Graham took one little extra step and she traveled, so gives the Southern turn the ball over again. Referees are real touchy tonight on the little step dribble there, and they're calling the travels. So Mallory looks, gets a ball at top of the key. Down 2:29 left in the third quarter. Lugs is going to drive in, then she couldn't get it. She got it over to Ward, and Ward lost it to Rabelette. Adamson gets it across the midcourt line. She gets it to Maurer. Maurer throws one up off the glass. No good. Rabelette rebounds it. Throws it in. It is good. Noah Rabelette gets her 6th point of the game, and now we're at 41-17, Gibson Southern. Lewis throws one up. He goes in. So Mallory Lewis got 4 points here in the quarter. Now it's 41-19, Gibson Southern, with 1:50 left in the third quarter. Rabelette has the ball outside the 3-point line. She gives it to the top of the key to Graham. Graham throws it over to Maurer. Maurer drives inside the paint, throws one up, goes in. Good. So Lydia Maurer has 6 points here in the quarter, and she's up to 8 points in the game. So 43-19, Gibson Southern with 1:25 left in the second in the third quarter. Third quarter, sorry about that. So Ward gets one inside the paint, and it looks like she's fouled before she took the dribble. And she is fouled by number 20, Noah Rabelette. And that's Rabelette's first personal foul. Coming in the game now for North Posey, number 4, Ashton Elpers, for number 5, Hallie Bender. Inbound the ball for North Posey is going to be Alyssa Heath. He gets a ball in bounds to Addie Murphy. Addie Murphy throws it inside. 43-19 over North Posey. Heath misses her second shot. 43-19, we're down to 39 seconds left in the quarter. Graham throws one up. No good. Rebound by Adamson. Malone lift up her dribble a little too soon. And Gibson Southern calls a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So kind of a short timeout. Here's, we're at third quarter right now, 28.1 seconds left. Gibson Southern has a 43-19 advantage over the North Posey. Kind of, Mallory Lucas is having her, she's got 4 points here in the quarter. Lisa Heath has two, she's 2 for 4 at the free throw line. But for Gibson Southern in the third quarter, Lydia Maurer has been the top player for them. She has 6 points in the quarter. Then we got Noah Rabelette with 2 and Chloe Graham with 2. So they've got quite a bit of a variety of people scoring for the Lady Titans here in this game. So we're getting ready to start back up. Gibson Southern's going to inbound the ball underneath their basket. With Gabby Spink inbound the ball, and we're about to start back up. Here we go. 28 seconds left in the quarter. They get an inbound in the middle right there to Chloe Graham, and she is fouled right as she goes up. I believe that foul was on number 4, Ashton Elbers, and it was. That is her first personal foul of the game. And we're going to have another timeout. So another 30-second timeout by Gibson Southern. So we're down to 26.8 seconds left, third quarter, 43-19, Gibson Southern lead. Coming up for North Posey next on their schedule is going to be the Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats, and I'll be here at North Posey as well, and we will be broadcasting that game here on WPIW for you. So that will be either next Thursday or next Friday night. We don't know yet. It depends on how the football game goes tomorrow night up at Fairland against the Triton Central. Spink inbounds the ball for the Lady Titans. She's trying to get it in. She gets it in to Lauren Adamson. Adamson banks it off the glass. It's up and it's good. Lauren Adamson gets her, that's her first points of the game. So we're down 45-19, gets to Southern, 15 seconds left in the quarter. And Lillard throws the ball. Adamson steals, gets a steal. She throws in the middle to Malone. Malone throws it up. It's up. Good. That's Malone's first points of the game. 47-19, Gibson Southern. They recover it back. They throw one up right at the end of the quarter. Up, no good. End of the third quarter. Lady Titans lead 47-19 over North Posey. You're listening to Lady Viking Basketball on WPIW 98.9 FM.
Expressway Chevrolet Buick GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville is the go-to destination for good eating in Posey County. Salads, wraps, burgers, sandwiches, full-size fill-you-up entrees, and now pizzas. The Wheelhouse Kitchen opens daily at 10:30 and is open till 8 o'clock each night. Check out their daily lunch and dinner specials on Facebook. Want to grab something on the go? Then order by the phone by calling 812-874-2100. The Wheelhouse on Main Street in Poseyville, a small-town restaurant with big community ties.
Getting ready to begin the fourth quarter. Gibson Southern leads this game 47-19 over the Lady Vikings. Looks like Gibson Southern probably going to get the ball to start out the fourth quarter. I'm pretty sure of that. So, kind of a lopsided game. Gibson Southern went on a little run there right at the end of the quarter. They went on like a 6-0 scoring run to end the third quarter. And the Lady Titans are going to get the ball at midcourt. Inbounding the ball for Gibson Southern is going to be Lauren Adamson. She gets an inbounds to Gabby Spink. Spink gets across the midcourt line. She handles it. She kicks it out to to Maurer. Maurer throws a three-point basket. No good. Rebound by Callie Bender. Bender gets the, tried to pass it over to Elpers. She got it stolen by Maurer. Maurer gets it up to Spink. Spink gets it back at Maurer. Maurer gets over to the outside the three-point line to Graham. Graham throws one up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Jazz Ward. Ward passes the ball to Bender. Bender gets it across midcourt line. She gets it over to Ashton Elpers. Elpers drives inside the paint. Kicks it out to Jazz Ward. Jazz Ward throws one up off the rim. No good. Rebound by Gabby Spink. And she is going to be fouled by number 12, Alyssa Heath. That's going to be her first personal of the game. And that's the first personal foul of the quarter. So Gibson Southern bringing the ball back up the court. Gabby Spink got across to the second line. Throws in the middle to Adamson. Adamson's inside the paint. She kicks it back out to Spink. For a three-point basket up. It's good. So Gabby Spink gets another basket there. And the score now is 50-19. Gibson Southern with 6:56 left in the game. So Spink now has 11 points in the game for Gibson Southern. Graham has 11 points as well. So, I mean, they're kind of leading the way for Gibson Southern. Lugs, he's got trapped. She got about two Elpers outside the three-point line. Elpers kicks it out to Lugs. Lugs gets it over to Heath. Heath drives inside the paint. She throws one up. She's blocked by Schnauss. And Gibson Southern gets the ball back. Spink decides to drive in with it. She is fouled by Mallory Lugs. That's going to be Lewis's first personal foul of the game. That's all Lewis could do is to stop Spink as the fouler, because she was going to drive right past her if she didn't make that foul. So that was kind of a good foul, I guess you could say, on Lewis. Inbound the ball to Ellie Malone. She gets it into Spink. Over to Rabelette. Rabelette passes it back to Graham. Graham gets it over to Spink. Spink throws it one across the baseline. No good. And they said she traveled as she got the ball. So another travel call on Gibson Southern. So we're down to 6:17 left in the game. 50-19, Gibson Southern. Lugs gets the ball across the midcourt line. She passes it back out to Ward. Bender sets a pick for Ward. Lugs has the ball on the baseline. Lugs passes it to Bender. Bender's handling. Bender throws up a three-point shot. Throws it up off the no good. Rebound by Rabelette for Gibson Southern. They throw the ball up to full court to Schnauss. Schnauss throws it off the glass. It is good. Paige Schnauss has 12 points in the game, and the score is 52-19 Gibson Southern. 5:36 left in the game. Lugs is handling the ball. She gets it over to Elpers. Elpers yet take the dribble. She throws it in the middle. The Ward. Ward throws it off the glass. Up and good. Jazz Ward gets her first points of the game. 52-21. 52-21 Gibson Southern. And Gibson Southern turned the ball over again on another travel by Gabby. That one was on Gabby Spink that time. She caught the ball and she just continued walking without laying the ball down. So another turnover. Ward inbounds the ball to Lugs. Lugs gets across the 10-second line. Lugs decides to drive in the middle, and then she kicks it back out outside the three-point line. She's looking for an open player. And Elper sets a pick and sets up for two. And Lugs throws one up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Mallory Lugs. The score now is 52-23. Gibson Southern with 4:48 left in the game. Spink gets it across midcourt line. She passes over to Chloe Graham. Graham drives inside the paint. Kicks it back out to Spink. Spink drives inside the paint. Throws one up. And she is fouled as she went up. So she's probably going to go to the line for two shots. Mallory Lewis got charged with that foul. And that's her second personal foul of the game. Going to the line for Gibson Southern is number 15, Gabby Spink. She throws her first one up. It is good. Spink is up to 12 points now in the game. Coming in the game now for North Posey, number 14, Addie Murphy. For number 4, Ashton Elpers. Spink throws up her second shot. It's up. It's good. 54-23, Gibson Southern, 4:35 left in the game. Lewis gets across the 10-second line. Lewis is still handling the ball. She kicks it over to Kaylin Seibert. She comes in the game for the first time. She gets it back to Lugs, and it looks like Lugs got fouled on that play, I believe. Noah Rabelette was charged with that foul, and it's her third personal foul of the game. So Norfolk's going to have to inbound the ball on this play. Also in the game for Norposi is number 10, Caitlin Seibert, for her first appearance tonight. They get the ball inbounds to Lissa Heath. Heath gets it over to Addie Murphy. Murphy still got the ball. She throws it in the middle to Ward. Ward throws one up off the rim. No good. Gibson Southern goes up full length of the court. They throw it up. And Graham is fouled as she went up. I believe it's going to be on Lugs. Make sure first. On number 14, Addie Murphy. That's her first personal foul of the game. On the line now for Gibson Southern's number 41, Chloe Graham. Graham throws her first free throws. No good. Graham has 11 points here in this game. We're down to 4 minutes left in the game if you're just joining us here on WPIW. Score now is 54-23, Gibson Southern leading over North Posey. Graham throws up a second shot. It's up. It's good. 55-23, Gibson Southern over North Posey now. We're at the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Mallory Lewis gets across the midcourt line. She's looking for an open player for North Posey. She gets it in the middle to Ward. Ward loses the handle on the ball, and we're going to have a jump ball. And it's still going to stay on the side. It's going to be North Posey ball. Down 341 now left in the game. Heath inbounds the ball for Lady Vikings. She gets it over to Lugs. Lugs kicks it back out, looking for an open Lady Viking. She's going to get a 5 second. She got it away. Murphy lost hand on the ball. Gibson Southern recovers the ball back. Brings the ball as wire for Gibson Southern. She throws it in the middle to Adamson. And Addie Murphy steals the ball. Good defensive play by Addie Murphy. Murphy's handling the ball. She brings it up the court. She gives it to Heath. Heath throws up a three-point shot. It's up. No good. Rebound by Heath. Heath got her own rebound. Throws it up off the glass. Good. Lessa Heath. That is her 11th point in the game. We're 55-25. Gibson Southern. 2:56 left in the game. Wires handling the ball for Gibson Southern. Wow. And Lauren Adamson just drives right in the middle and throws one, banks one off the glass, and it's good. So 57-25, Gibson Southern now. We're down to 2:38 left in the game. Jazz Ward's handling the ball. She passes it over to Addie Murphy. Murphy gets it to Alyssa Heath. Heath tries to drive inside the middle, kicks it back out. She's outside the three-point line now. Gives it to Murphy. Murphy passes back the ball to Mallory Lewis. Has the ball now. She throws it up a little too high. Turns it over. Wires coming, driving down the court. She tries to go right inside the middle. Throws one up off the glass. No good. Throws one up. No, she throws one up. Tries to make one up again. No good. She throws it up for the third time, and she makes it. So Taylor Wire gets her first points of the game there. 59-25, Gibson Southern. Minute 49 left in the fourth quarter. Lewis throws one up, and she's that shot is blocked by Evans. Seibert gets the ball back to Heath. He throws up a three-point shot, airballs it, no good. Out of bounds on North Posey. Gets the ball back. Look, a minute 31 left in the game. 59 59-25, Gibson Southern. Kylie Bender comes in the game for North Posey. For Eddie Murphy. Evans drives right in there in the middle. Banks one off the glass. It's good. Allie Evans gets her first points of the game. For Gibson Southern, 61-25. Lady Titans, minute 10 left in the game. Jazz Ward's handling the ball. Ward drives in the middle. Throws one off the glass. No good. Rebound by Mabry Wilson, number 24. She passes it up to Maurer. Maurer gets it out, back out to Wilson. Wilson's handling the ball right outside the top of the key. She drives inside the paint. She kicks it back out the wire. Wire throws it over to Evans. We're down 38 seconds now, 37. 61-25, Gibson Southern. Look, the Lady Titans are just going to try to hold the ball. Finish up this game. We're down 28 seconds now. And that's what they're going to do. 61-25, Gibson Southern. Down to 18 seconds now. And it looks like they're just going to run the clock out. And we're under 10 seconds now. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we're down. We got a final score now. Final score of this game. Lady Titans beat North Posey 61-25. Gibson Southern improves to 1-1 on the season. North Posey falls to 0-1 on the year. We're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'll bring you the totals of the individual players. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
Pro Rehab's responsibility to you and our community is to provide a very healthy and healing environment, staffed with people who will help you reach your goal and cover all the bases.
Call it a work ethic, but it's more than that. Pro Rehab has a passion to make a difference. Because the difference may mean that you get to participate in life rather than just watch.
Because in the end, when we all come together, despite how steep the hill or challenging the task,
nothing can stop us.
Pro Rehab is your best first choice for physical and occupational therapy.
Poseyville's local hardware store is back and under new ownership. Come check out the reopened JT's Hardware, formerly H&R Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware is under renovations, but ready to serve you. Save yourself that pesky trip to Evansville and shop local. Check out the new JT's Hardware at 28 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-2718. JT's Hardware, open for business and ready to take care of your hardware needs.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstot, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Final score here at North Posey. Gibson Southern beats the Lady Vikings 61-25. Leading the way for Gibson Southern, they had three players score in double digits tonight. Leading the way for Gibson Southern was Gabby Spink with game high, 13 points. Paige Schnauss, a freshman, 6'1" freshman, she scored 12 points, 10 of them in the first half. Chloe Graham, their leading scorer from last year, she had 12 points in the game. Then we got Lydia Maurer with 8 points. Noah Rabelette with 6. Then we had Lauren Adamson with 4. Then we had Allie Malone with 2. Hallie Evans with 2. And Taylor Wire with 2. And that was pretty much the scoring breakdown for the Lady Titans tonight. And they improved to 1-1 on the year. opposable Lady Vikings. They fell to 0-1 on the season. And leading the way for them was Alyssa Heath with 11 points. Then we had Mallory Lewis with 6 points, all of them in the second half. Then we had Ashton Elpers with 2 points, Kylie Bender with 2 points, Jazz Ward with 2 points, and Ellie Jo Johnson with 2 points. And that's pretty much the scoring tonight for Lady Vikings. Coming up for Norposey next week is going to be the Mount Vernon game, and it'll be played. It'll be here at Norposey, and we'll bring that live to you here on 98.9 FM WPIW. Again, Gibson Southern won this game 61-25 over Lady Vikings. Thank you for listening to us tonight. I am Chris Moreland and Dave Hurdle here in the controls tonight, and we appreciate you taking time to listen to us, and good night.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com, your home for the North Posey Vikings. Vikings basketball has been brought to you by J.L. Hirsch, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Metals, Expressway Chevrolet, The Wheelhouse, Pro Rehab, and JT's Hardware.